Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today we start a brand new series titled Trust, and the title for today's episode is Trust, What, Who and How. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. For the next few weeks, we'll be discussing by the help of the Holy Spirit and with all the simplicity possible, the issue of trust. To trust a person or a thing means to have a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability or strength of that person or that thing. To trust in a person simply means to rely on that person. The scriptural translation of the word in our scripture is not too different. The word trust in that scripture is translated to mean the ability to feel safe, or to be secure, or to be bold, or have confidence. One definition that caught my attention from the Hebrew dictionary was the word careless. Trust in our scripture is translated to mean to be careless, to abandon things almost recklessly and carelessly in the hands of the one you have chosen to put your trust in. Now let's go back to that scripture. Who exactly are we called to put our trust in? The Bible is very clear. The scripture says, trust in the Lord. It is an unequivocal assertion. We are called as believers to trust in only one, the Almighty God. As we will see as the series progresses, we are not called to trust in angels or in men or in pastors or in property or in anyone. We are called to trust in the Lord. The scripture continues by answering the question, how? How are we to trust in God? With all our hearts. This scripture immediately shows us that it is possible that there are people who trust in the Lord with only a part of their heart. How we trust the Lord is very important. If we will see the results that are guaranteed for those who trust in the Lord, we will have to trust the way the Bible recommends, with all of our hearts. As we progress, we will look at scriptural and real life examples on how trusting the Lord with all of your heart actually looks in our everyday life. There's still so much to unpack in that scripture, and we'll continue with all of that in the next episode. But please, permit me to shift your attention to the end of that scripture. It says, for the man who will trust, God will direct his path. If you have ever needed divine direction, then you need to engage with this series as we unpack what trust is and how it works in the life of the believer. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. We declare that our trust is in you. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.